CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, have gathered in Brunei to attend the annual meetings and other sideline regional forums. Major topics for discussion include regional integration and cooperation, regional security, and the management of maritime disputes. The situation in Syria and the denuclearization in the Korean Peninsula are also on the meeting agenda of the meeting. Addressing the opening ceremony, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi called for nations involved in the six-party talks on North Korea's nuclear program to continue working hard to resume the negotiations. U.S. President Barack Obama lauded Nelson Mandela for his anti-apartheid movement, saying his strong spirit continues to inspire people today. The attribution came as Obama was addressing students in Johannesburg during his recent visit to South Africa. Ecuador's President Rafael Correa has confirmed that U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has asked Ecuador not to consider offering political asylum to the former intelligence contractor Edward Snowden. However, Correa replied that Ecuador would only be able to consider Snowden's request upon his arrival in the country. A senior Chinese official says armed police should make 24-hour patrol on all weather conditions in northwest China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region to guarantee the safety of local people. The call was made Saturday night by Meng Jianzhu, secretary of the Commission for Political and Legal Affairs of the Communist Party of China Central Committee. Meng Jianzhu asked armed police in Xinjiang to take precautionary and preemptive measures to strike hard on violent terrorist crimes so as to ensure a peaceful and happy life for people of all ethnic groups in the region. Xinjiang was hit by violent terrorist attacks in the past few days. A 5-magnitude earthquake jolted the border region between China and Tajikistan at 12:59 p.m. Sunday, according to the China Earthquake Network Center. The epicenter, with a depth of 10 kilometers, was at 39.2 degrees north latitude and 73.4 degrees east longitude. This is CRI News. China's manned submersible Jialong has left a seamount under exploration to take shelter from the approaching tropical storm Rumbia. Loaded on its support ship, Shangyonghong 09, the sub is sailing southwest. Scientists said it depended on sea conditions when they would return to the operation zone of Jialong High Seamount. The Jialong has performed a deep-sea dive at the seamount to test its positioning system during its first experimental voyage that began on June 10th. During its 113-day mission, the sub will conduct scientific research in the South China Sea, the Northeast Pacific Ocean, and the West Pacific, marking the start of a 5-year trial period for the submersible before it starts regular operation. China's flood control authorities are on alert as the country braces for the arrival of tropical storm Rumbia, which are expected to affect the country's already rain-soaked southern regions. Rumbia, the sixth tropical storm to hit China this year, is expected to come ashore in Guangdong province the coming Monday night or on Tuesday. To minimize the possible damage by Rumbia, the State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters urged local authorities to enhance monitoring, issue early warnings, timely evacuate residents in the threatened areas, and call back fishing boats to port. China's national legislature has adopted two pacts on anti-terrorism cooperation among Shanghai Cooperation Organization members. One pact is on the procedures of organizing joint anti-terrorism drills among SCO members. The other is on the procedures of carrying out joint anti-terrorism actions in the territory of SCO members. The two pacts are expected to promote cooperation among members to fight three evil forces of terrorism, separatism, and extremism, and protect regional peace, security, and stability. The China Youth Development Service Center set up the country's second education facility for teenagers in Beijing on Sunday. Sun Ju, director of the center, which is affiliated with the Central Committee of the Communist Youth League of China, says the facility will boost social education of teenagers in the country. The base provides services such as physical exercise, science education, gardening opportunities, disaster prevention knowledge, and first aid. In sports, China's Li Na fought back from one set down to beat Czech 32nd seed Clara Zakopolova on Saturday to reach the fourth round of the Wimbledon Championships. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.